What's going on, Curiosity Builders? Welcome to Getting Work to Work. My name's Chris Martin. I'm here to take a quick break from the usual format to just kind of talk about what's going on. I know that there's a lot of fear in the world right now. There's a lot of voices magnified through all of the different platforms. Whether they're right, whether they're wrong, I just wanted to share a few thoughts that I had just about keeping in touch with one another. I know for myself, I'm definitely feeling everything. I'm feeling it all emotionally. I'm laying in bed at night, stuck in my mind, thinking about just everything that's going on, from the stock market to health to just everything that I'm witnessing and everything that we're all witnessing. And the only thing that I allowed myself to do, I just couldn't go back to sleep. And so I allowed myself the opportunity to just feel everything. Yeah, what can I change? What can I do about it? Especially in the middle of the night. Nothing, really. And it just got me thinking, okay, this is how I'm feeling. And once I acknowledged that that's what I was feeling, I oddly enough started to feel better. And then this morning when I got out of bed, I took out my journal and I just started writing what I was feeling and what I was thinking and what I was wrestling with. And that seemed to help as well. So just acknowledging the feelings and writing them down, those were good steps. And then I just started looking today, especially as more and more events were getting canceled and more people were just sharing their fears and frustrations on social media and the news was being the news. I just thought, you know, we're all in this together. We are all connected in some ways through our experiences in person and digitally of this time of our history. And so as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, how can we stay connected? Because as we are told to distance ourselves, as we're told to stay away if we're not feeling well, there can be a real feeling of isolation. There can be a feeling of panic. There can be a feeling of, what am I supposed to be doing right now? So I thought I'd share 6 ways to stay connected, not only to one another, but to ourselves. I think the first thing that you should really do is start reaching out to people through digital tools such as Zoom, Skype, FaceTime. Maybe you have a Slack group, maybe you have text messages, or even using the good old-fashioned phone. And the interesting thing is, as I was reading this book this morning called Fierce Conversations, they were saying you need to be the one to lead with what you want. So if you want people to reach out to you, kind of model that behavior by taking the initiative to reach out to others. So reach out to people. Just let them know that you're thinking about them. Doesn't have to be much more than that. And I think that just giving the opportunity for people to say, hey, I'm here, I'm thinking of you, it really does help that feeling of isolation. And even just taking the opportunity to respond to people when they say, you know, hit reply, let me know that what you're going through, it really does help the feelings that are going on right now. Because again, we are all feeling a variety of emotions, and that's okay. The second way to just stay connected is to ask for what you need of your friends, of your loved ones, and most importantly, of yourself. So if you're feeling like you need to take a break, if you're feeling like you need to go for a walk, if you're feeling like you need something, just ask for that. Ask for what you need. Like, I was laying in bed at night just saying, I'm going to be okay with how I'm feeling right now. And I'm going to allow myself to feel that. I think that's part of asking for what you need. And as you do that, I think it gives permission to everyone around you to just respond to one another in addressing what our needs are. I think the third thing to stay connected is to just be patient. As I've been communicating with people today, there's a sense of anxiety. There's definitely a feeling of just heightened emotion. And so just taking the moment to be calm, to address technical difficulties when they arise, now that we're all seeming to use more remote technologies, communication technologies, some people are more tech savvy than others. So being patient in that will help. The fourth way to stay connected, though, is to really keep in mind the plans for the future. It won't always be this way, where we need to socially distance ourselves, where we need to be home more, where we're not going to the office. I mean, I've worked out of my house for, I think 14 years now in a variety of capacities, and it can be very challenging, but don't forget about the future. Take this time to learn new things. Take this time to build upon your skills. Take this time to continue networking, but in new ways. We can connect digitally in ways that we can get very creative with now. Use this time that way to connect, to network, to plan. You'll be surprised at how you can connect with people using digital tools. The fifth way is very similar to the second way, but just help others when you can and are able. And what I mean by this is there's going to be a lot of people that maybe don't have financial stability in a time where things are turbulent. And so buy their artwork, buy their swag, buy their posters, buy the things that show that you're paying attention to them, that you care about their artwork, you care about their services. And if you're not able to, that's okay. But if you are able to, show people that you care about their well-being. And I think this is just like reaching out. It's a way of just showing that you are in tune with other people and what they're going through. Sixth and finally, I'm seeing this happen a lot today, but a lot of people are disconnecting from social media. And I think that's a really good thing, especially if you feel that you need to. Disconnect from the constant drip of news, from social media if you need to. It doesn't mean that you want to be ignorant, that you don't want to be informed. It just means that sometimes you got to take a break. And that's okay, because there's always going to be things that you're going to learn each day. Set aside a time to disconnect when you're trying to work so that you can focus on that. Because this stuff compounds upon itself. When you start seeing news and people's reactions to the news, it can create instability in your own self. And so just take time. Take time for yourself. Most importantly, you're going to be seeing a lot of people saying this, but if you need anyone to talk to, reach out to them. And the same goes here. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. I'd be happy to talk with you on Zoom, Skype, however you want to connect with people. I'm here for you. I know this is a departure from the normal episode, but I just really wanted to add a few thoughts to the conversation that's going on. I don't want to talk a lot about the fear and panic. Yes, it is there. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. I feel it, though. We're all feeling it. So connect. Let's just connect the best that we can, because we are all in this together. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.